Because the thing is, with manifestation, whether you believe it or not, it's happening. The universe doesn't discriminate. So if you are in limiting belief mode and scarcity mode, you're thinking about what you don't want, which is the lack, then that is what you're going to attract.
You're listening to the How Do You Deal With podcast with me, your host, Joelle Riding. Each week, we're talking about the parts of life that we all wish we could talk about. I hope you're ready to dive in. Let's get started. What's up, what's up, what's up, my guys? How are we doing out there? If this is your first time here, welcome, welcome to How Do You Deal With. I am so stoked you decided to tune into this specific episode because man, oh man, do we have a good one today. So basically, today we're going to be talking about manifesting and law of attraction. Have you ever been curious about how some things in life just seem to magically happen for some people? It might be someone you went to high school with or someone you kind of know who has the same background as you, but their life just turned out completely different than you ever expected or knew was possible. This used to happen to me all the time. I had these people that I was friends with or knew people that I was in my circle, and they would just end up being super rich and successful. And I was just like, is there some secret that I'm missing out on? I feel like we're all very similar. What am I missing that they have? And basically, I just figured out about a year ago, I started asking these questions and I learned about manifesting and the law of attraction. If you're not familiar with either of these terms, get ready to have your world rocked. Simply put, the law of attraction is the ability to attract things into our lives based on whatever we are focusing on. So, you know those sayings like what you think, you become, or speak it into existence, or you get in life what you have the courage to ask for? All of these sayings are versions of the law of attraction. And guys, this shit is so real. Whatever you focus on, that's what's gonna manifest and become in your life. If you're constantly talking about how broke you are, you're probably going to stay broke. If you're constantly talking about how unhappy you are or focusing on negative thoughts, those thoughts are dictating your day and you're going to probably have more negative experiences than someone who is focusing on the positive things. So basically today, to dive into all this even deeper, I have an amazing guest who calls herself the Manifesting Ninja because that's literally what she is. She has manifested two successful, amazing businesses. She has manifested financial freedom, location freedom, the love of her life, who is just the most supportive boo ever, and her entire support system that she now has of amazing humans all over the world. Because she manifested all of this and thought about it and created it for herself. So now she creates and helps other people and coaches people to do the same that she has done. Okay, I can literally go on and on about Maria and manifesting, but I will cut it short here so that we can get to the episode and you can learn more about what I'm talking about. Thank you for tuning in. Here we go. Oh my gosh, guys, I am so excited for today's episode. I feel like I say it almost every episode, but every single episode I just get excited about because every time the guests that come on the show are just amazing. And today, Maria is no different. This girl, oh my gosh, my heart. I met her in the mastermind and we are just going to dive into all the good stuff. She has completely changed my life in the past literally 2 weeks I've known her. And so I am so excited you're here, Maria. Hello, hello. How are you doing?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on here with you and feel your amazing energy. I'm in New York, but I can feel it virtually.
Amazing. Amazing. How is New York in this time? We're recording this mid quarantine and Corona and all the crazy things. So how are you holding up, girl?
I'm good. Honestly, I'm in a little bit of a bubble, a nice, beautiful, abundant, positive bubble. So by choice. So thankfully, I'm good. I'm, thriving from my home. So I'm just in a lot of gratitude, I'm sure a lot of people are, right?
Yeah, no, totally.
It's been crazy to me because life isn't that much different, like, for me, because it's, I always work from home. So it's,
yeah,
it's been nice to, like, that I already had routines set up. I already, like, am used to working from home, because I know that, yeah, for some people it's kind of, it's new. It's having to, like, figure out how to work everything out. And so it's been a blessing. I'm so excited you're here. I want to get started with just talking about who you are and your coaching and just the impact that you're bringing to this world, girl. Like, give us a little background about you.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm Maria Concha and I am a mindset and manifesting coach. And if you're like, what the heck is that? I just basically, I merge both the practical aspects of mindfulness and just, you know, breaking through limiting beliefs. And I merge it with the woo-woo aspect. So I merge them both together, the practical and the spiritual, if you will, law of attraction, to help you manifest your dream life with ease and flow. Because I just feel like so many people have subscribed to this idea that life has to be, you know, in struggle and that you have to struggle. And yes, challenges are part of the journey, right? Because it's just unpredictable and things come up, but you don't have to operate from fear and you don't have to subscribe to this belief that it needs to happen, that you need to struggle and work super hard to, like, make all this money and to have, you know, your dream life, your dream home. So I kind of just, yeah, I break through those limiting beliefs, reprogram your subconscious mind, and help you manifest your dream, anything really. Like, if you work with me and you have a vision board, like, it's gonna happen.
Oh my gosh, yes. How did you get started with all this? Because I know for me, like, manifestation, limiting beliefs, like, all of the like, kind of trigger words, or not trigger words, but kind of all the, like, the words that you're using right now, I had no idea what any of this was until probably, like, 2 years ago when I started my own business and started to, like, talk to people, and they were like, oh yeah, you need to do this, and that sounds like a story, and that sounds like a limiting belief. And I was like, whoa, I've never been exposed to this world. Like, what do you mean? Like, okay, like, I guess I can work on this stuff. So how did you get started with, like, just realizing what manifestation was and how you applied it to your own life so that, you know, you can teach others how to do it?
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't grow up having much. I grew up with a single mom on welfare. My dad was, like, in jail. You know, so absent dad, extremely dysfunctional, you know, family. So I grew up with a scarcity mindset. And wait, I have a question. Am I allowed to curse on this?
Yes.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. All you want. Go for it, girl.
I was, like, holding back on that intro when I was, like, afraid. But all right. Yes. Now I can be my New York queen self. Thank you. So, yeah, so I grew up, you know, with scarcity mindset, really limited mindset, but I always knew, like, there's more to life, you know, there's more in me, I'm meant to do more. I just didn't know how to make that happen. And I started out as an actress, writer, then I wrote, produced, directed. Yeah. So that was my little, yeah, if you didn't know, it's a little background.
I did not know this. Oh my gosh, guys.
Yes. I did commercials, films, TV, all that good stuff. And that career was exhausting as all heck. It was really exhausting. And there was that mentality of, you got to really hustle and work really hard, and you may get, you know, you may book a gig or not. And I knew for a fact, I want to have a family. I want to have babies, and I want to bring them into a world where they can thrive, like, where that is their norm. They're born into a world where they're thriving. Mom is thriving. Dad is thriving. It's positive. And so I had to make a shift. And so what I did is I started learning law of attraction. I started learning how to reprogram my subconscious mind. And I just really, for about, I think, so I've been doing this work for 10 years, but I really, like, inundated myself and put myself in, like, this bubble, this manifestation bubble of learning, this, like, incubator, manifestation incubator, for about 5 years. And a lot, and that required me shedding old friends. It required a lot of old habits, you know, being shed and let go of, and a huge commitment of my time, energy, and money. I invested a lot of time, energy, and money in mentors, in courses. I mean, you name it, I was doing it. So I was in this bubble, just learning, just brainwashing the heck out of my mind to believe the things that I knew would help me get the life that I want and close the gap from where I was to where I wanted to be. right? So I had these really big dreams, and I knew that I always wanted to be, I didn't want to work for anyone. I was working at the time as I was like a hostess. I was babysitting as well, and I was working at a gym. So I think I had like three jobs, and it was really stressful for me to try to make money, and it still wasn't enough. Like, I was barely making money, and I was not eating healthy. You know, my life was just filled with so much stress and anxiety. Because I was, you know, I'm like this actress, trying, a struggling actress, but so proud. And then I realized, I was like, you know what? Struggle City ain't cute. Like, it's just not cute. Nobody
over
wants
over it.
Yeah. So that basically led, that the decision that I made was, I want to own my own businesses, and I'm a multi-passionate woman. And, you know, and so I decided I'm going to learn whatever I need to freaking make it happen.
Old were you when you like started? You said the five year journey. Like, how old were you when you were like, I'm done. I'm done wearing in the hostess. I'm done being an actress. Like,
yes.
When did you, how old were you when that happened?
So I started doing this work when I was about 18, 19 years old. And I like dipped my toes into it. And then when I was about 25, I'm 32 now. When I was 25, when I was 25, I left all the jobs, and I started working for one as a front desk, a receptionist. And I worked there, and it was like a lot more stability, 3 days a week. And I actually manifested that, because I said, as an actress, I want a job where I can pay all my bills, work 3 days a week, have like health insurance, and still be able to audition. And that was like one of the first things I started to manifest with the knowledge I had, the new knowledge of like a couple of years of that. So I did, because 3 days a week back then was unheard of. Like, you don't, you know, like, and you make good money and you can audition. Like, that was like a miracle job, unicorn
job. Still to this day, like, it's not like, yeah. People want you to have the Monday to Friday. Like, they don't want you to have like only a specific availability. So yeah, that's amazing that you were able to find that.
Yeah. So I found that, and then that job allowed for stability, and it allowed for me to work, to do the work that I teach and coach right now. That job allowed me to do that because I had the stability and I was just doing the work. And one thing I have to say for anyone who's in a 9-to-5, you know, a job, let's call it, right? A job that they're not happy. And they're like, well, Maria, I hate this job. Like, I just want to leave, but I just don't know how, or I'm too afraid. You don't have to wait to leave the job to start the work and to be in the process of transitioning. And I'm going to just give some examples that were super, super like impactful for me and effective. For example, I was a front desk receptionist, right? So there were a few things, because I was in the front, so I really couldn't like put on my headphones and listen to YouTube. Back then, podcasts weren't really a thing. So, but I knew that I did want to listen and brainwash myself. So, but, you know, with all this information and these people on YouTube and all this information, or read. So what I would do is I would volunteer to go file a ton of like files. People would say like, why does Maria like to file so much? Because in the file room, I could put on my headphones and I could listen to all the audiobooks or whatever, right? Any opportunity you can. If it's like lunchtime, why are you going out with your coworkers to like gossip or talk about whoever? Like, no, make the choice to go and read your book, you know, do affirmations. So it's all about where you're putting your time and how committed you actually want to be.
100%. That is such a big thing that I realized once I became a little more serious about like doing my business, or if I had like a self-imposed deadline, because I realized that was when I really like would excel. Is like, okay, like I said, I'm going to launch my podcast on this date and I'm going to work my ass off until I launch it. And, you know, sometimes that meant not hanging out with friends. Sometimes that meant like reading or doing things instead of like going out to eat or doing other things that like I really wanted to do. But then I remembered, like, there's always going to be eating out. There's always going to be parties. There's always going to be, like, friends and hanging out. And, like, it's what are you so committed to that you're willing to, like, put on the back burner just for a little bit so that you can get that much closer to, like, where you need to be?
Yes, yes. And I can agree more with you. I feel like, you know, the scariest thing for me is to be in the same place that I was a year ago. And most Same. People
terrified of it.
Are, right?
And terrified.
How about the people that are walking around in the same place from like 5 years ago or 10 years ago? That shit's scary to me. I'm like, no, I'm evolving, or if not, I'm like dying.
Like literally.
It's human. Yeah, I know. It's human nature to want to evolve and grow and progress and really like live in purpose, right? So like the tools are essential. They're out there. It's just about like, are you committed enough to freaking do the work? Because mm-hmm. it's out there, you know?
It's literally like do or die. Like
yeah.
I had a friend who always talked about that you either do it or you die. Like he was very like adamant about like, it is very polar opposites. And like, you know, you don't have to maybe say it to that extreme. But like, if you think about it, it's kind of like, yeah, if you don't do it, you didn't. Like, end of story. And like, do you want to like live that with that legacy, like with that regret, with like that, the idea of how great you could be like in your head? Like that is something that I focus on all the time, of like, I visualize and I see who I'm going to be all the time. And like, I will be damned if I'm the person that gets in the way of not becoming that person.
Yes, I love that. You're totally right. That lights the fire under my ass big time. And people are walking around with so many limiting beliefs and limiting stories, just recycling the same shit. You know, 95% of the thoughts that you think every day are just recycled. So if you're walking around with information and beliefs from like limiting beliefs at that from 5, 10 years ago, 15, 20, 30 years ago, because really these beliefs are instilled in us, you know, as we're children and growing. So it's, you got to upgrade the system. I always say like, everyone upgrades their iPhone when there's an upgrade, right? Because if not, you're going to get glitches. You're going to, you know, it's not going to work as fast. So you have to do the same for your mind, for your mindset and your heart and your soul and like anything else, right? If not, you're not going to be in optimal, you know, health. You're not going to be in optimal everything. You're not going to be as efficient. And ultimately, you're not going to really be living your dream life, right?
Yeah. So for people who maybe like don't know what limiting beliefs are, can you kind of like give some examples of limiting beliefs that either like, you know, a lot of people have, your clients that you had? I know that for me, some limiting beliefs that I had to work through, a lot of them involved money. So like I have to work double shifts all day, every day, all week to make rent. I had to get a roommate to be able to afford living anywhere. Other limiting beliefs. I could not run my business unless I. I'm trying to think of some other ones that I've. Okay, I feel like I'm rambling. So, can you think of some better ones or some other ones that like people typically have?
Yeah. So when I coach people, and I learn about what their limiting beliefs are. Basically, so just a quick exercise for anyone who's listening, for, you know, your tribe, is a quick exercise to learn about where your limiting beliefs may be or where they live. Is I'm going to ask you a question, and Joelle, you can entertain me here. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. It could just be in your head. This is a game that, you know, but if you want to answer, it's fine.
Give it to me.
All right. This is like full like transparency here. Okay. So the questions that I walk you through are, what is your dream home?
Ooh, my dream home is an old home. So like one with character. Like I want it to have wood, brick. I want it to be, I do not want a home that has a room where nothing is done. Like every home I feel like in the US has a room where they just don't hang out. Like I don't want that. Like I want every single room to have a purpose, to have a vibe, to bring me like joy. I want it to have natural light, and I want a lot of land.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Okay. So I love that. I'm like, ooh, I want to come over.
I'll have you over. I'll think about it.
Okay. So now I'm going to ask you, what is your home now?
So now I live in an apartment. So it's a 2-bedroom apartment with a really cute little patio, lots of natural light, and the kitchen is not as big as I wish it would be. But you know, I'm lucky to live here, and that's basically sums up my apartment.
Yeah. Okay. No, that sounds lovely. So the reason I asked that is because usually like your dream home to where you are now. And listen, some people are in transition, travelers and all that stuff. So that I get that, right? But the gap from where you are to where you want to be, if it's a really big gap, you have a ton of limiting beliefs. You're probably not asking, you don't have clarity on what you want. Like full clarity, first off, because that's the problem. People don't understand. They're just like, I want a ton of money, but they don't even know how much money they want. I want my dream home. But what is your dream home, right? So one, so I'm going to go and take this a step further, because this is for my high achievers who are like, oh, I got my dream home, right?
I think about this a lot. So yeah, maybe I'm not the best example.
Yeah. So for all my like high achievers out there who are like, oh, I don't, Marie, I don't have those limiting beliefs you speak of, girl. Okay. So I'm going to take it a step further. And Joelle, like, entertain me here. So now let's say I had a magic genie lamp, right? And you knew if I asked you a question, you knew like, as soon as I rubbed it, the very thing, your answer would appear. Like you would appear like poof, right? So I'm going to ask you again. And whoever's listening, with my little genie lamp, you knew 100%. I'm gonna ask, what is your dream home? And when you respond, I'm gonna rub the lamp and you're gonna literally be in that moment right now, right? So I'm gonna ask you again, Joelle, like right now, like it's gonna, like it would transport us right now to there. You would be doing that podcast from there. What would that look like?
Oh my gosh, it would be. Oh, I feel this is hard. Like for me, like it would be like an open space with like, am I describing the home or am I describing like the feeling?
No, the home, like the actual, like the materials. We're talking about the materials, not so like,
okay. All right. So I would want, I want a big kitchen. I would want, a lot of plants. I would want a lot of natural light. I would want brick. I'd want a fireplace. I want a 2-story home. How many bedrooms? I want 3 bedrooms. I want 2 baths. I want one of the bathrooms to have a very large tub, like all about baths for me. I want a backyard deck, which like overlooks like either like a creek or mountains or something. And then my bedroom, I want it to be a loft.
Like, oh, that's beautiful. Damn, girl. Look at that. Damn. So I want you to, okay. So you know, when I first asked you what your dream home is?
What?
It wasn't this, but when you knew for sure, the hypothetical for sure, you didn't limit yourself.
Ooh.
Right? You didn't limit yourself. And often when I ask people, like, what's your dream bank account? They're like, $100 million, right? If they want to, like, $100 million, I'm like, okay, fine. And then I'm like, what if I had a magical genie lamp? They're like, oh, wow. Like, I didn't, and, you know, obviously they're just entertaining me and they're like, $100 million. But some people just say, I just want enough just to pay my bills, just to, you know, maybe a little bit extra for kids, for the kids, you know, college and stuff like that. But, and then I'm like, well, what if I had a genie lamp? They're like, oh, well, if you had a genie lamp, then I would have the, you know, the pool house for my mom and whoever, you know. All of a sudden now you're dreaming really big, and now your limiting beliefs or anything, you're not playing small. So, you know, often when you're like trying to figure out what your limiting beliefs are, just think about what you're asking for. And are you asking for just enough? And if you are asking for just enough, like, you know, that's like where we go under the hood. That's the work that I do. We go under the hood and we uncover, you know, what they are and where do they come from and how we can release them. Because awareness, yes, you have to start with awareness, but it's all about releasing and like transforming them, right, to powerful, empowering thoughts that are going to move you closer to that amazing home, Joelle, that you just described.
So it sounds like the genie, it doesn't have to like be this like hypothetical thing. Like if you can,
yeah.
People always say like, if you can imagine it, it can happen. And so yes. It's like, it's funny that the second that you think like, oh, you have a genie, like this magical thing, like, okay, now like think, and then you're completely opened, because it's kind of like stupid idea time. Like, you know, you're just putting out like everything that you can imagine. If you can imagine, it's possible. But it's interesting. Yeah. Like once you threw in the genie bottle, it did change.
Huh. Yeah. The perspective. And just to answer your question, because I know you said like, what are some limiting beliefs that my clients have that have, or in the past, is that rich people are jerks. So if you have money, that means you're not going to be a good person, or you're not a good person. That's one of them. Or sometimes One that really comes up a lot is I have to work really hard, like you said, work all these jobs to make money. But when we like affirm and believe and subscribe to the idea that we are open to creative possibilities for abundance, right? Like yes. I said to you, when we think outside the box, we are not meant to be linear, rigid thinkers. We are not. We are growing, evolving, beautiful like beings that are here to really just live in our purpose and give back and serve and be happy. But we have subscribed to this box of limiting beliefs, and it blinds us to really asking, claiming, and like unapologetically showing up for the shit that we really want. Yes. Right. And then when we actually ask for what we want, whether that's money or, and you know, anything else, especially with money, because with money, people are like, they have their beliefs about money, about too much money is not good. That's a scarcity mindset. When you're like, well, what if I have a lot of money, then I feel bad because there's people on the other side of the world starving and all this stuff, you know, the stuff. It's like, well, you're operating out of a scarcity mindset, because if you want to do charitable work, right, you can't do that with two full-time jobs, kids, and where are you going to find the time? You're not, right? So when you unapologetically ask and get clear and claim what you want, the amount of money, then you can show up in a more expanded way. You can contribute way more with ease and flow, right?
Yes. Yes. I love that. For anybody that like struggles with money or just like really wants to kind of heal their relationship with money, it's, you know, it's an ongoing process. I'm still working on it, but a book that like completely changed my life, and she was really good about like pinpointing beliefs, is You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. It's incredible. It's a book where like every single chapter, like she has you like write down what you think about money, what you think about rich people, what you think about like scarcity versus abundance. Like it completely opened the door for so many things that I had never like believed, or I had never like realized I believed about money or being rich or being abundant. So if you are wanting kind of to start on this journey, I really do recommend that book. But yes, love that. Love the limiting beliefs that you talked about. Is there anything else you want to like touch on that?
Okay. So people ask me like one of the biggest questions that they ask me is like, Maria, how can I attract more money? And I always say, well, before you can ask that question, what about if you ask yourself, what is my relationship with money? Like any other relationship, it will only thrive if it's healthy, right? Otherwise, it's like an up and down, unpredictable relationship. And that is just like any other relationship. Like if you have, for example, if you're like dating some new guy or some new girl, you know, if you don't trust in this person, like, where's that going to go? You ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? So you have to ask yourself, like, are you afraid of not having enough? Are you worried about losing it? Are you hoarding it? Are you spending mindlessly? Are you organizing it? Do you feel you just have enough to pay your bills? You know, like these are all like examples of what you may be thinking about. Or like if you, for example, one of the big ones is, I know a lot of people do this, even like people who have a good amount of money. You go to the store, and it's like, as soon as it swipes, you get like this, like, oh, it like hurts a little. No, like your relationship, this means you're not trusting of it. So I want to share with whoever's listening, just like what my relationship with money is like and how I've been able to live in abundance, you know, because, and I'll share like what I've been able to manifest as well. But my relationship with money is wonderful. It's collaborative. It's creative. It's spontaneous. Fun, loyal as all heck, loving, exciting, abundant, ever flowing. Like this is my relationship with money, right? And if
I've
it was
heard
a person
described that way, so like this is literally changing my life. Like you were just like, I am in love with money. Like I love it. Keep going.
Yeah. So you know, like through thick and thin, it's always there for me in expected and unexpected ways. As a matter of fact, that's an affirmation of mine. You know, money is there for me in expected and unexpected ways. And that's something that like, no matter what the economy is, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, I live in abundance, period, because I have such a healthy relationship with money. I'm not afraid of it. It's like, we're like BFFs.
I love this so much. Yes. I just recorded a podcast the other day with Stephanie of Give a Sweat in our mastermind, and she and her husband like completely opened the like doors to money as well. They were just like, what's your relationship with money? Like, are you avoiding it? Do you believe that? Are you hoarding it? That was the two things. Like, he was an avoider of money growing up and she was a hoarder of money. Like, she always like saved everything and like wouldn't spend it. So they really had to work through it. And she's like, now, like, I love talking about money. I'll tell you anything about money. Money and I, like, we're best friends. Like, we love it. And I'm like, yes, you guys and you, Maria, like, I am working towards this because it's so important. Like, I think shame, like, oh my gosh, money is such a shame topic that we're raised of, like, money is evil. Like, money doesn't grow on trees. Like, you're literally conditioned from such a young age to not talk about money, to not, like, money is just this greedy thing you don't talk about. And gosh, it's no wonder so many people struggle with money.
Yeah, no, and it's like, you know, for me, I would like, when I work with my clients, it's all about like, you know, if I can help impact like a beautiful soul who wants to, you know, make change and bring change and like break this cycle, the limiting beliefs cycle of like them growing up so that they can have more time with their family, kids, passions, and show up in a like a more expanded way in the world, that is so fulfilling, right? And you like, you have, like I said, okay, if you want to do charity work, all right, where are you going to find the time if you have like, you know, all these jobs and, you know, all this, like, you're exhausted as all heck, where are you going, like, which are three jobs, you know, like I was. You're not making much of an impact except you're working, you're going to work for someone else, building their company and struggling with anxiety. So money is really important. And if you are a good heart leading person, which I'm sure your followers are, your tribe is, then it is really important for you to have a healthy relationship with money and learn how to manifest deliberately. Because the thing is with manifestation, whether you believe it or not, it's happening. The universe doesn't discriminate. So if you are in limiting belief mode and scarcity mode, you're thinking about what you don't want, which is the lack, then that is where you're going to attract. So you might as well learn how it works so you can be a deliberate creator and manifester of your dreams, right?
It's like getting the guidebook, like getting the cheat sheet of like life.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yep. That's why I'm always like, come on, like I'll teach it, you know, I'll teach it to you. And then it's just amazing to see the transformation and, you know, in people. And for me, like what it's done for me, I'll just give you some examples of what I've been able to manifest. And I love talking about this because it brings me so much joy, because when I speak about this, it's proof that this girl from Queens, you know, New York, grew up on welfare, single mom and all, didn't have that story. And I was able to manifest these beautiful experiences into my life. So one of the thing I'm most proud of is my relationship with my partner. We're together almost 10 years and he's the most loving, beautiful, kind, supportive, fun human ever. And he's just supported me on through my acting career, you name it. He's like my number one cheerleader. And we have such a healthy relationship. Of course, it's not perfect. Nothing's perfect, but we work through things and we're growing together. And I really just feel like I manifested the shit out of that man. you know, so that's one thing. Another thing that I really wanted to, and it was on my vision board, is I really wanted to have location freedom and financial freedom. I didn't want to worry about money. I didn't want any decision to be based around money. So I wanted to be able to go off and do whatever I wanted to do and show up in hobbies or whatever the case is. As a multi-passionate entrepreneur, it was really important for me to have an abundance of money. And also location freedom, like I mentioned, I want to have the option to bring my babies, you know, my future babies with me anywhere I want. So those are two things that I currently have. I can work from anywhere. And I, you know, gratefully, humbly can say that I don't have to worry about money. I don't, like, it's just like literally always coming in. Like, and it's amazing. It's like, it's ever flowing. And then the third thing is that I was able to manifest my two multiple six-figure businesses. And it's just, you know, it's been definitely a dream come true, but I'm not shocked because I'm like, I've been doing the work. So it's about time. Like,
It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, those are a couple of things that I've been able to manifest amongst, you know, many other things. So I share that with, you know, anyone listening, just because if I can freaking do it, like we're no different. We're no freaking different. Right? Like adversity over here, growing up in adversity. But, and sometimes, you know, I will say this though. sometimes it's a little harder when you didn't grow up in adversity. And I say this because I watch, like, my partner, I'm just gonna go ahead and like put him out there. He grew up in a really loving, beautiful home where, you know, abundance and, you know, really great parents, loving, supportive. And he struggled so much to find his way in life. And he, like, he picked up so and subscribed to so many limiting beliefs because he didn't have, like, the fire under his ass, I guess. It's the way that I can describe it. And he almost feels like, damn, I had everything. Like, I had the silver, you know, platter and spoon and all of that. And like, he's almost like harder on himself, right? So whichever side of the coin you're on, you can still have limiting beliefs, but whichever side of the coin you're on, you can also break through them and thrive, right?
Yes.
There's no difference.
So I love this so much. For people who maybe are wanting to start on this journey of manifesting and reprogramming is like a big word that I'm like, it's kind of my buzzword right now. Like, I need to reprogram my subconscious because that's what you're literally doing. Like, you don't even know, but you have this entire like inner monologue, inner programming, and like you have to literally reprogram it. And that's why affirmations like are such a thing. And like, either you believe in them or you don't, but like, legitimately, just like manifesting, like, they work. Like, if you brainwash yourself basically to say like, I am powerful, I am beautiful, like, I am successful, like, money is everywhere, like, you're telling your mind this over and over and over again, and your mind is going to start believing it because that's all it's hearing. So kind of like touch on that, maybe some how does reprogramming work? Like, maybe, I don't know if you know about like kind of the brain science behind it, but if you do, I'd love for you to talk on that. But otherwise, yeah, just kind of like harp more on what I just said of like, yeah, like reprogramming, affirmations, and how does that all work?
Yeah, I love this. This is like one of my favorite topics. I totally nerd out about this. I geek out about this. But so I'm like, who's ever willing to listen? Now I'm showing up. So yes. Basically, yeah, reprogramming your subconscious mind is the way that I was able to manifest so much. And I did it through different tools. One is, yes, affirmations is definitely a huge one. We'll touch upon that one. Visualization is so, so big too, because your brain can't tell the difference from what's real and what's not. And with visualization, when you visually see something, like if you see yourself in the life that you want to be having and you actually like allow yourself to go there, it affects your RAS, your reticular activating system. And what happens is your RAS starts to filter in, you know, these experiences that align with the very goals that you want, with the very thing that you visualized. So it's something as simple as maybe if you said, oh my gosh, I want to write a book, like in your visual, you want to be a book writer or something. And in your mind, you're sitting there in what I like to call my positive workshop. So for 5 minutes a day, I visualize. You could do it for longer. And so let's say you're taking 5 minutes a day to visualize yourself becoming this like number one best-selling, you know, New York Times author. And you're like allowing yourself to feel and anchor in that, in those feelings. So now what's going to happen? You're training your brain to see the opportunities that align with this goal. So now when you are in, let's say you are at a bar or something, or you're in a restaurant, and now you're going to hear someone speaking about how she just published someone's book. Maybe she's a publisher. So you're like, wait, what? Oh my gosh. So now this is how it works. Before your filter would have been something different. Maybe your filter would have been like, oh fuck, how am I going to pay the bills or whatever the case is. Or maybe you would have listened in on someone else's conversation who's maybe in struggle mode as well. Right. But it can be very practical. Like it's very sciencey. And the thing is that the reptilian part of your brain, in the back, it's the oldest part of your brain. It's the fight or flight. So it's always going to want to protect you, and it's going to want to keep you safe. It's like caveman time, you know, where it's like saber-tooth tiger and they're like, ah, you know, like that's how old it is. That's why I would say you have to upgrade the software. So through affirmations, you're retraining and reprogramming that part of the brain. So for all my people who want to, for example, quit smoking, right? That's really, really difficult, because what happens is that it's not just that the nicotine is addicting and, you know, it's a chemical thing, but it's also that in your brain, the reptilian part of your brain, when you don't smoke, it sends signals saying, wait, hold on, Joelle, we've been smoking for 10 years. What do you mean we're not going to do this? This is not safe. This is not us. So then it sends urges to your body to actually pick up a cigarette. Like, that's how wired you are into a habit, into a belief. And so if you, and this is how addicting also, we get addicted to the limiting beliefs because it's how we used to think, or it's how we've thought for 20 to 30 years or however long. So this is how, like, this is how deep this work is. And the reprogramming your subconscious mind is all about repetition, the power of auto-suggestion. Like, I didn't just like pull this out of my butt. Like, this has been, you know, part of the most successful entrepreneurs, you know, people, not just entrepreneurs, but people in the world. They've been doing this for decades. And it's like success leaves clues, right? We know this. So this is something, power of auto-suggestion through affirmations is so important. And for your tribe, I have, if they want, a free PDF with 100 plus affirmations that they can download. And I've covered different departments of your life. So like health, self-love, career, all different affirmations that I personally have used in my life. And it's a PDF form. But what I encourage you to do, which is what I do, because sometimes I'm like not trying to read through 100 of them. I just record them on my phone, on my like voice notes. I add a little nice music in the background. You don't have to, that's optional. And I replay this every single day within the first 20 minutes of me waking up, because that's when your mind is the most impressionable. So I literally, I'm like brushing my teeth, listening to myself. And one thing that I say for your tribe is also, sometimes you may not believe what you're saying. So I wouldn't, if your bank account is like in negatives, I wouldn't just say like, oh, I'm a millionaire. That may actually work against you if you're not feeling into that. So I would say something like, I'm in the progress of XYZ. So if you can add, I'm in the progress of XYZ, that's more believable, that you can anchor in and that you can feel good, right? Or if you have a goal or something, you can say something like, my goal, maybe your goal is to be a book, right? You know, I want to sell 100,000 copies of my first book. And then you can add at the end, this or something better. Because now you're operating, this or something better. It's a game changer, because now you're open to other possibilities, and the universe probably can come up with a way better, grander plan than you could have ever imagined. So if you say this or something better, you're operating out of faith, not fear of it not happening, that original goal. You're not rigid, you're not linear, you're open. And when we're open, shit just starts to manifest.
Yes. I loved what you said about visualization, because I think that, guys, the more you like commit to this and the more like you can really feel into it, the faster it's going to happen, the more easy it's going to be to visualize. Like, I love when she says like visualize like your dream home, like don't just like picture like what it looks outside, like visualize literally walking up the steps. Like, what does the rug look like? Like, the more like specific things that you can get into, like, okay, like you want to be a millionaire, like envision like what that even looks like to you. Like, what does a successful person, successful you look like that's a millionaire? Like, what is she wearing? What are her shoes? Like, does she have her nails done? Like, or as a man, like, what are you driving? What are you like carrying? What are you wearing? The more you can literally visualize specifics, like, I swear, the more powerful it is. And so, yes, I'm right there with you that like that and the affirmations, and also, yeah, the little trick of like this or something better, because we have no idea like what the universe has in store for us. Like, that's the amazing thing about being a human, is like we're not in control. Like, the universe is out there like thinking and experiencing and giving us more than like we could ever imagine. Like, one of my favorite like pictures I've ever seen is, it's like God's plan versus your plan, and like your plan, it's literally a blueprint, and yes, it's a blueprint of a house, and it's like a one bedroom house, and then it's God's plan, and it's like literally like a six building mansion, and it's like, you are thinking so little, and like if you just opened up and let go, and like we're open to creative possibilities and possibilities of like abundance and possibilities of anything, you'd see like how you can go onto a path of like what the universe actually wants to give you.
Yes, girl. Yes, you couldn't have said it better. And I just want to add, I understand that that challenges and doubts and worries and anxiety is a real thing. And I know that that can block people from, you know, really trying, really visualizing, because you could get turned off by it because you're thinking about two things. You may be thinking about how it's going to happen and the when it's going to happen. So one of my five manifesting money pillars, what I say is that it's the fifth one, to surrender, to not get attached to an outcome, not get attached to the how it will happen or the when it will happen. If you take aligned action, which is my third pillar, if you take aligned action, not to be mistaken with inspired action, because inspired, I don't know when you're going to be feel inspired, but aligned action is literally good old, you know, tangible, practical steps that align with the very goal that you want. But your job is not to worry about how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen. Your job is to just do the work and the steps and show up, and it will happen. But if you say, like, some people are like, well, I'm going to leave my job in a year. Okay. I mean, listen, go for it. I guess you could say that. But the truth is, you may be able to leave your job before a year, like in 3 months. So if you get so fixated on a year, then you will get a year, but you're going to like miss out on the 3 month opportunity that could have potentially happened by being so linear and so attached.
That's such a good point. That is such a good point. Like, if you get so fixated on something that you don't even see something better or another way, or, oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like living life, like with like the blinders on. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I love this. I love this so much. And I think that the overall topic for this podcast is like unworthiness or like worthlessness. And I think that everything that we've said, you know, it can all tie back to what you inherently believe about yourself, about life, about money, about your relationships, like all of the things that you wish maybe were better, or that you feel like, you know, life hasn't gone the way that you want. Like, all of that is able to be changed if you can start to just figure out the like inner beliefs and start to reprogram that. And I think that anything that you believe, like if you believe that you're not special, or you believe that you're never going to find the right man, or you're never going to be rich, like all of that was a story that you told yourself, and it got you to where you are now. But like, if you don't like that story, you don't have to stay in that story. You don't have to keep living that. And so I love what you do, Maria, of just like helping people identify those beliefs, work through those beliefs, and start to believe in themselves and believe, because like your story in itself is an amazing story that really like just shows the shit works. And so I really do encourage, like, if you guys are listening, like, you know, if you've never tapped into this, like, I know it can feel a little woo woo or a little like, I don't know, it sounds a little crazy, but like, it really does work. Like it really does. And I'm on this journey, and it has started to even work for me. Like, money beliefs have started to change for me. Like, I used to always be in this scarcity mindset of like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't know when my next like paycheck's going to be. Like and now I am just so much more, like, my favorite affirmation for money is, money is flowing to and from me easily every day. Like, not just to me, but also from me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to like let your palm open and have a good relationship with money is my biggest thing. So obviously everyone's going to have different beliefs, but yeah, I encourage you guys, if you've never really dove into that, like I encourage you to start the work, because it can change your life really quickly if you're willing to dive in and do the work.
Yeah. And I wanted to add, for all my like logical peeps out there, because my man is like super logical dude. And, it's like this work is blowing his mind, because he's watching his partner, like, really, you know, achieve these high achieving goals and stuff. But for all my practical peeps out there who are like, hesitant about this work, or skeptics, right? Manifesting skeptics. I just want to let you know, I'm a doer. Like, I'm a huge doer. And that's the part of the masculine energy in me. And it's, like, I get shit done. I'm known to getting shit done. Like, when I wanted to produce a movie, guess what? I produced it. I raised a ton of money. I produced it. I acted in it. I forget it. Like, I cast, like, I had the best. I'm a doer. So Like, don't confuse this work for like just sitting on a mountain, like meditating. Like, no, I don't have that time to be on a mountain meditating. I'm not a monk, right? I live in New York City. I have a shit ton of big ass goals. I'm building an empire. So I have to, you know, obviously do and take action, but also just understand that I unsubscribed to the belief that taking action and crushing my goals, can't, like, it has to be done with struggle. Like, I do everything I do with ease and flow. Don't get me wrong. There are days where I'm like, damn, that could have been easier, but it is nowhere near what I know people face every single day. And for the amount of work that I've done and the impact that I'm making, I'm like, damn, I live a really good life. Like, I am stress-free. I'm so happy. I'm so fulfilled. I'm healthy. And so I share this, not because I'm like over here bragging about what I got. I share it because you have access to this too. So for all my doers out there, just want to let you know that this Latina is a big ass doer and she gets shit done, but she, you know, I just merge both of them because I don't know about you, but ease and flow sounds really nice to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And like on that note too, like for me, especially, I feel like it's so hard when you have an idea to like be a perfectionist about it and like wait to be ready. Like, oh my goodness. If you are waiting to be ready, guys, I am sorry. It's just not going to happen. Like, you have to move the needle. You have to perform action. You have to show up. You have to be messy. And one of the greatest things, I got this from my previous mastermind, was we would always say action over perfection. So like, I don't care if it's not ready, like throw something together, put it out there, and then eventually fix it, eventually make it better. But like, just by sitting and waiting and trying to make everything perfect, like that's not how shit gets done. So big believer of like, you know, it's one thing to internally do the work, but then yeah, make sure that you're also going out and doing the work and not getting caught up in like the like ifs and whens and oh, like I don't know if it's good enough or I don't know if I can do this. Like, yes, you can do it. You're gonna do it because you have to start, because if you don't start, you're never gonna get to where you need to be. So everyone's gotta start somewhere. Everyone has to publish that first blog post, that first podcast. Like, it's gonna be bad no matter what you guys do. Like, it's gonna be bad. Push through that, get it done with, so that you can start creating magic and start learning and eventually get to like the amazing place that you can and will get to.
I love that. Messy action. I'm all like, I built my career based off of messy action. So yeah, with you.
100%. Kind of to wrap things up, I would love to like maybe hear your thoughts about maybe just kind of like, if you have really like resonated with this episode, which I hope that everyone listening has, but if you're wanting to get started, what are, Maria, some things that people can start doing daily that can maybe start to like move the needle a little bit?
That's a great question. What I want to say with everything going on right now is limit your exposure to anything that is negative and not serving of you and your goals. And that may be limiting, obviously limit time, you know, limit your news, limit your mainstream media. Right now, everything that you know that you should know, like it's all been said, you know, if you listen to something now, it's just about like who's gotten infected, because that's like scary verbiage that's being used. And I'm not saying that you have to stay in the dark, but you don't need to have the news like on all day, especially not mainstream media, right? So limit the negative talk, the negative chatter in the outside world. So if like Aunt Sally's calling you to let you know about like who died next, like that's not productive. And that is going to just feed the fear gremlins. And that's going to feed the limiting beliefs even further, and the doubts and the worry. And when you're in worry, you're out of alignment. When you're out of alignment, this is when you are not able to be a magnet for your desires. So I think just limiting any like kind of negative people and any negative anything right now, especially right now, I'd say that if you could commit to that, that's a really good thing. And exchange it for really good habits, for really empowering habits, such as, like I said, do your affirmations in the morning or as many times as you can, right? Do the affirmations, do the visualization. That's huge. Listen to, like, inundate yourself with inspiration and positivity, because if you want to be a magnet for money, and if you want, or a magnet for anything that you desire, then the truth is that successful people and opportunities are going to want to be around you if you're positive. They're not going to want to be around you if you're like negative Nancy over here. So affirmations are really important. Visualization is super important, like I mentioned. And another kind of fun thing that I like to do to really kind of get like it in my subconscious mind, I like to leave money, like bills around my house.
That's in the book that I talked about, guys, like how to be a badass at making money. She literally tells you to do that. Like leave money around your house, because then you just feel like you're like this abundant queen.
Yes. And you're like, and like when I first did it, Jeff was like, what, why is there a $100 bill there? Like, can I use that? I'm like, no, don't you touch my money, you know? But yeah, that's a really good, because you're going to just reprogram, retrain your mind to like seeing money all the time. And like, literally that's how it starts to filter it into your system, into your mind, and into your life. What you think about, you bring about. So it's like, when you see every time, think about it, if you spread money around the house, you're going to be constantly thinking about money, because it's like right there and you're seeing it. So it's just going to filter it into your experience, if that makes sense.
Yes, I'm here for that. I did the money thing. My friends made fun of me, but you know what? Whatever, it helped me with my money issues. And so I'm here for that. And I'm here for all the other things that you guys need to do to start reprogramming yourself. Do you have any other, maybe like, I don't know, mentors or coaches or even books that you have read that maybe changed your life, or that you recommend to other people that are just trying to like, yeah, consume more of this good stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a huge consumer of like anything that's going to help me evolve and be like the best version of myself. So, and I'm a big reader. One of the best, I say the number one book that I would recommend if you want to learn how to manifest, you know, your dream life, dream experiences, and like crush goals in life, is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. That is that was a really impactful book. If you're going to listen to it on Audible, good luck. Cause I think he's like an 80 year old, I don't know who reads it. It's like boring as all heck, but I like reading my books and like highlighting. And I'm like in school when I read, I go back to like, I look like I'm in school because I have all these post-it notes, but that's how serious I take my work. I don't fuck around. Like I don't, like I show up for these books and this information, like my life depends on it, because guess what? It does. And it did. And that's why I'm here now.
Hell yes. Yes. How can people find you? How can people like get in touch with you? Because I think that you offer, so what are you offer? Like, do you offer one-on-one coaching? Like, do you offer group coaching? Like what do you offer? How can people get in touch with you? Because I know that guys, I'm literally about to hire her. Like she changes my life every single day, every single time I talk to her. And so yes, for anyone who else might be curious or wanting more or want to know more about you, where can people find you?
Thank you. You're so kind. I love your energy. You're always so sweet. Thank you. So you can find me on Instagram at Manifesting Ninja. You can also head to download my PDF, the 100 plus affirmations at www.manifestingninja.com. And I do coach one-on-one, very limited spots. I'm very selective with that, because I really like to just give so much with the client. So I have limited spots available for that. I have my signature program, Manifest Your Dream Life. The doors are closed to that right now. I open them only twice a year. Right now they are closed, but I can let your tribe know, you know, once I open them up. And I am coming out with actually my next program, which I'm super excited about. And it is all about empowering female entrepreneurs in the unknown times. So if you have an online business now, or if you have potentially wanted to have an online business, my new program, Fast Track CEO, Manifest Your Dream Business. I'm collaborating with Raquel Quinette. Very excited, because she's homegirls, no joke. She's a badass like sales ninja and scaling ninja and just growth in your company. So we are collaborating in this amazing Fast Track CEO program. So we're coming out with that soon. That's my next thing. And I really just want to help women thrive during this time, because like our mentors have said, there's going to be people that become millionaires right now. And that's the people that I coach. And then there's going to be people who lose their unfortunately, they lose their business because they don't know how to, you know, pivot and thrive. And I'm in the business of helping women friggin' thrive. And so this is, yeah, this, so you can reach me. Like I said, just head over to my, I'm really active on my Instagram. I'm always there and just like answering a ton of questions as much as I can. But yeah, that's what I got.
Oh, so excited. Yeah, guys, I'll put all that in the show notes too. And all the books that we mentioned too, like I'll put them in the show notes so that you can check them out, get them from the library, get them from Amazon, whatever. All of that will be available. And I am so stoked for that program. I did not know that you guys were doing that. And now I'm like, wait. So I love that. Yes, girl. Y'all are killing it. I'm so stoked for you. And I'm so excited to continue walking this amazing journey with you and seeing you grow and seeing all that you're impacting and doing in life. And thank you so much for popping on this podcast and giving my listeners such an amazing just energy and information that I hope everybody listening really like it got your brain working and got you thinking about new possibilities, because they're out there. They're just waiting for you to check into them. So thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you so much, Joelle. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Well, I hope this episode gave you energy the way that it gave me. Literally, Maria is such a force of nature. And every time I talk to her, like, I'm just completely transformed. My day is transformed. My mindset is changed. She's just such a force of nature, like I'm sure you heard from this episode, just has created such an amazing life for herself and continues to help other people do that, which I love following her on Instagram. If you guys haven't already, go and follow her at Manifesting Ninja. She's constantly posting just like amazing tips and affirmations and little things to like kind of pique your interest, kind of get your brain going, because guys, it's crazy. It is crazy how many like subconscious thoughts that we have that like dictate our life without us even realizing. So, you know, if we can take a little bit of time and start to figure out those limiting beliefs, start to figure out what we believe subconsciously, like we can start to change those things to start living a better life. And, you know, in the beginning, it probably feels a little woo-woo. It's probably like, okay, is this really working? But you know, like she said, whether you believe it or not, it's happening. So you might as well like try to take the reins of your life and try to focus on the things that you want to visualize and bring into your life instead of visualizing on the things that have got you to where you are now, you know? So guys, thank you so much for listening. I highly recommend finding her on Instagram again. Like, I love this girl. Every day, like her stories, everything about her just lifts me up. And I'm going to put all the information we talked about, all the books, all the resources on the show notes on my website so you can find that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope that you guys have an amazing week. If you liked this episode, please screenshot it, share it on your stories, share it on your Facebook. Let us know what you thought. Let us know some takeaways. And I just appreciate you guys tuning in so much. Have an amazing rest of your week. And until next time, guys. Peace.